You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. My name is Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there.
All right, so today we're talking about rebuilding the temple, so I thought this would be a good time. I actually don't know this about you for real. Do you like home improvement projects? Like, are you into HGTV and all of that?
I like to watch HGTV, but as far as like doing it, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. That's not like our strong suit. But I like to go to like Home Depot and look around. But I don't know what to buy. Mm-hmm. But my father-in-law is really good at things like that. And so I love getting him to do home improvement projects for me.
Yeah. That's great. Who can source it to someone?
Do you like to do stuff like that?
I don't. I feel like I have very limited knowledge in that arena.
Yeah,
There was a project involving WD-40 the other day.
Ooh, that sounds hardcore.
And I offered to buy it, but I did not know how to use it. And so I said, I can buy this, but someone else is going to have to use this for me.
Yeah.
So that is a pretty good explanation of my understanding of home improvement. But I would like to know how to do those things. I think it would be helpful. But it also feels very time consuming. And I'm not sure I have time for that.
Yeah. I have painted a room before.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Did that count? And taped it? Like taped off a bathroom?
I've done that before. Yeah, painting a bathroom is hard. Mm-hmm. Out of all the rooms you could paint, that is the least
all those
enjoyable.
Nooks and crannies.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of things to tape around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 17, Session 2, which is titled Rebuilding the Temple. And this is focusing on Ezra chapters 4 through 6 and Haggai chapters 1 through 2. We saw how God's people were exiled to Babylon because of their sin. But we also learned through Jeremiah and Ezekiel that God promised to restore the land to his people and be their God forever. Next, we learned how Daniel was faithful to God in Babylon and he was blessed with wisdom. We've also seen how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the gold statue, and God rescued them. Then we learned how Daniel had visions showing that God's kingdom will last forever. Last week, we saw that after 70 years, the exile was over and God brought his people back to Jerusalem. This week, we'll learn how God's people rebuilt the temple. Our story points for this week are the same for preschool and kids. It's God's people rebuilt the temple to worship him. All right. And we only have one tip, and it's in preschool. So, Suzanne, why don't you share that with us?
Yes. So this week, our preschool tip comes from our older preschool leader guide. And the activity is called Build with Pool Noodle Pieces. And so in order to cut those pool noodles into the segments that you need, you could use a serrated knife or a hot knife to cut those pool pieces. Maggie, have you ever used a hot knife to cut a pool noodle before?
I have not personally used a hot knife, but I have seen a hot knife used, and it is very satisfying.
It is. That's what I was going to say. It is extremely satisfying.
Yes.
So if you need something satisfying this week, use a hot knife, which you can get online.
It's also a little terrifying to just sort of have this wand of heat. I guess that's what a curling iron is, too.
Yeah, but this is, like,
it
scary.
It feels scarier.
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty wild. I've seen people use it for foam board before.
Yes, that's also very satisfying.
Yeah.
I will say, though, if you do use that hot knife on a pool noodle, to do it in a well-ventilated space because it does create a fume.
Uh-huh. That's another good side tip.
Yeah.
It's good. All right, so let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session. And as I was reading through this story, I just kept thinking about how we live in a culture that is all about worship, whether that's worship of celebrities, worship of self, worship of achievement or money. Humans were made to worship. That's how God created us. And we do worship. The problem is that when left to our own devices, we typically focus our worship away from God, the very one who is worthy of all of our worship. This story is a reminder for kids that God takes worship seriously. He deserves all of our worship, honor, and praise. In the Old Testament, the temple was important because it was God's dwelling place with his people. And while it is still a gift to gather together in spaces with other believers, we can help kids see this week that we can worship God anywhere now because Jesus gave himself to bring believers back into right relationship with God.
So, Maggie, I have a question. So this week, speaking of worship, the word worship, how would you define that to a group of kids?
That's a great question. So I think with elementary kids, I would focus on how worship is our celebration of the goodness of God. And we are doing that through Jesus. We are able to worship God because of what Jesus has done for us to bring us back into right relationship with him through the Holy Spirit. So worship is celebrating the goodness of God through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And I think it's important for kids to understand that worship is not just singing. That is a way to worship God. But when you think about worship as celebration, there are so many ways to celebrate God, right? Like we can celebrate God on a hike when we are in his creation. We can celebrate God when we are surrounded by our friends and enjoying their presence. And we can celebrate God, you know, when we are sitting down to a good meal with our family. There are so many ways to acknowledge and celebrate God's goodness.
That's great. I love that. That's a really good definition.
Thanks, Suzanne. That was a good question. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.